Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickie's 5-Minute Inner Child Healing. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and guess what? We're diving headfirst into the magic of self-compassion today. Because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? And when that happens, how we talk to ourselves can make all the difference between feeling like a superhero or drowning in a sea of self-criticism. So grab your favorite cup out, cozy up wherever you are, and get ready to sprinkle some love on those inner critic voices. Trust me, your soul will thank you for it. You know that feeling when you trip over nothing and immediately start berating yourself? Or when a project doesn't go as planned and you feel like a total failure? We've all been there. But what if instead of launching into a tirade of negativity, we could treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer to a dear friend going through the same thing? That's the power of self-compassion. It's about recognizing our imperfections without judgment, offering ourselves gentle support, and remembering that we're all just doing our best in this crazy dance called life. So let's unlock the magic of self-compassion with some loving affirmations that will rewire your inner critic into a cheerleader. Remember, affirmations are like tiny seeds of positivity that, when nurtured consistently, can blossom into powerful beliefs. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. First things first, remember you're human. We all make mistakes, stumble, and fall short sometimes. It's part of the package. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge these moments with kindness and understanding. Say to yourself, it's okay to not be perfect. I am learning and growing. 2. Embrace imperfection. Let go of that need to be flawless. Perfection is an illusion anyway. Allow yourself to be imperfect, to make mistakes, and to learn from them. Think of it like this. Every flaw, every imperfection adds to your unique beauty and makes you wonderfully human. 3. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one going through a tough time. When you find yourself slipping into self-criticism, gently remind yourself that you deserve kindness and support, just like anyone else. Imagine offering your inner child a warm hug and saying, I see you, I hear you, and I am here for you. 4. Affirm your worth. Repeat positive affirmations daily to reprogram those negative thought patterns. Some powerful ones include, I am worthy of love and belonging. I am capable and strong, or I choose to focus on the good in myself and my life. 5. Celebrate small victories. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small they may seem. Did you finally get out of bed today? Yeah. Did you manage a challenging task at work? Awesome. These little wins add up, so give yourself credit for every step forward. Ever been in a situation where you just wanted to hide under the covers and disappear? Maybe you bombed an interview, had a fight with a loved one, or simply felt overwhelmed by life's demands. I know I have. It's those moments when our inner critic screams the loudest, telling us we're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. But what if instead of giving in to that negativity, we could turn it around? Imagine this. You just finished a presentation and realized you completely blanked mid-speech. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and you feel like the entire audience is judging your every move. But then you take a deep breath and remind yourself, it's okay to make mistakes, I learn from it, and I'll do even better next time. You focus on the positive aspects of the presentation, acknowledge your courage for stepping up in the first place, and celebrate your resilience. See? You're already turning that negative experience into a learning opportunity. That's the power of self-compassion in action. So remember these key takeaways. You are human, imperfections are part of the journey. Treat yourself with kindness, affirm your worth, and celebrate those small victories. Now go out there and spread some love. To yourself, to others, to the world. Because when we practice self-compassion, we create a ripple effect of positivity that can change everything. Join me tomorrow for another quickie as we continue unpacking the magic of shadow work. Remember, you are loved, you are worthy, and you are capable of amazing things. See you then.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.